Welcome to the Alphabetics of Herbs, your twice-a-week resource of natural health topics for people on the go. This is a free service from Sherry Jakes, Morgan Jenkins, Jerry Tribble, and myself, Joan Kasich. We are all certified natural health professionals, and the information we provide does not replace any medical advice you may receive from your healthcare provider. We provide these topics at 6:30 on Tuesdays and 12 noon on Thursdays. You may also hear these recordings at www.dimensionsofhealth.net. Also, most of the products we refer to are from Nature Sunshine, the finest herb provider in the world. So today, we are going to look at two herbs that start with the letter E. They are Eleuthero and Echinacea. First, let's start with Eleuthero. Eleuthero used to be known as Siberian ginseng. Then it was found out a few years ago that it is not a ginseng at all botanically, but it had properties like the American and the Korean ginseng. And because it was grown in Russia, it was called Siberian ginseng. Well, you know the old Shakespearean saying, a rose by any other name is still as sweet, and our dear Eleuthero is that powerful plant that the Chinese consider a cure-all, and most of you know it as Siberian ginseng. So when in doubt, since it is a cure-all, take Eleuthero. Why do you ask? Because it's an herb that regulates both the male and the female hormones. It's an aphrodisiac, a stimulant, a tonic, and it can adapt to different situations going on in the body. It's especially good for men as it helps alleviate and prevent impotency. Here's a list from the How to Herb book by Velma Keith and Montine Gordon. Eleuthero builds resistance to all kinds of stress. It strengthens the immune system. It benefits the pituitary and the adrenal glands. It is considered to slow down the aging process. It regulates and normalizes blood pressure. When used with gota cola and capsicum, it's considered a pick-me-up. So instead of grabbing for that cup of coffee, grab some Eleuthero, gota cola, and capsicum. Here's a list of illnesses that have been helped by using Eleuthero. Acne, age spots, promoting a good appetite, asthma, bleeding, colds, congestion, constipation, coughs, digestion, endurance, energy, impotency, longevity, lungs, nervous disorders, perspiration from being hot, pituitary gland, prostate, skin, stomach, and urinary problems. That's quite a list. That's why, when in doubt, take Eleuthero. And to show you just how powerful this wonderful herb is, Nature Sunshine has over 70 products that contain Eleuthero. Since our time is too short to list them here, but pretty much every single formula that deals with stress contains the wonderful adaptogenic herb Eleuthero. So when you are at the Nature Sunshine website and you want to know which adaptogenic herb would be best for you, and you definitely want to have this specific herb in it, all you have to do is go into the search engine, click on Eleuthero, and click on ingredients, and it will bring up all the products that have the Eleuthero in it for you to choose from. And of course, if you need specific help, you can always call one of us herb specialists to help you out. Now let's take a look at the wonderful immune builder Echinacea. Medical doctors at the turn of the 19th century have praised the power of Echinacea on the immune system. In 1915, Finley Ellingwood, a Chicago physician, published a special issue of his health magazine entirely devoted to echinacea. In the old days, medical doctors were schooled in homeopathy, herbs, as well as what was the new science of pharmaceutical medicine. Dr. Ellingwood noted that the herb dramatically increased the production of white killer cells in the blood, which eliminates diseases of all kinds. He even compared its effects to the standard vaccinations of the day. Various cases from tuberculosis to tonsillitis to spinal meningitis to syphilis were successfully treated when echinacea was used. German scientists in the 1930s found that echinacea can mimic the actions of the body's own interferon, a powerful protein that can even resist serious infections, even AIDS. Virgil Vogel's classic masterpiece, American Indian Medicine, mentioned the use of echinacea for an incredible feat of endurance in the mid-19th century. Winnebago medicine men would chew up the raw herb in order to numb their mouths enough to insert burning pieces of hot coal. This looked like magic to the people in the tribes. This amazing act, without sustaining injury, made the tribal members fear the medicine man's supposedly great powers. The echinacea juice acted as a preventive to lengthy inflammation. These stories were taken from the wonderful book Healing Herbs and Spices by John Heinerman. So, are you getting the picture of how fantastic echinacea is to reduce inflammation of any kind? I mean, imagine chewing up the root and the plant and having it numb your mouth so that you don't get burned from hot coals. Here's just a few things this wondrous herb does. It cleans the lymphatic system. It inhibits the spread of infection. It helps with earaches and strep, and is an effective blood purifier. It also is effective against poisonous snake and spider bites. When used in combination with golden seal, it forms a powerhouse infection-fighting formula. Nature's Sunshine has a liquid combination of these two herbs, echinacea and golden seal. Upon the first sign of a sore throat, if you squirt that echinacea and golden seal right on your throat and coat your throat, you will nip the bacteria in the bud. Nature Sunshine has 16 products with the herb echinacea. The two I plan to focus on are Ultimate Echinacea and Echinacea and Golden Seal. Both are liquids, delicious to taste, and very, very effective. Ultimate Echinacea has three species of the herb. It has Echinacea purpurea, Echinacea augustifolia, and Echinacea pallidia. This concentrate preserves the maximum potential of the three species roots. Combining Echinacea with the Golden Seal gives a 1-2 punch to over 40 maladies, including acne, boils, infections, eczema, even gangrene, insect bites and stings, strep throat, typhoid fever, and wounds. The Echinacea Golden Seal liquid herb includes roots of two species of Echinacea, Echinacea purpurea and Echinacea augustifolia. So always have Echinacea on your shelf to keep your blood purified and your immune system in tip-top shape. It's recommended that you do not take echinacea over long periods of time. A good system would be to be on it for 2 weeks, then off it for 2 weeks, and substitute other immune builders like astragalus or uno de gato or immune stimulator or a myriad of other immune-enhancing herbs, and you can check in with us to know just what those herbs are. Okay. So that's it for our two wonderful e-herbs, Eleuthero and Echinacea. And I am now going to open up the call for any questions or comments you may have. Okay. The line is now open. Do you have any questions or comments?
I have a question.
Yes.
Vignesia, which
yes.
one do you recommend that I buy? Said there were several ones, and the Eutherol.
And the Eleuthero, the well, I recommend that always, always, always have Echinacea Golden Seal on the shelf.
Right.
Now, since Nature Sunshine has come out with Silver Shield, whenever we get any kind of infection, we've been using the Silver Shield because it's just like nature's antibiotic. But I have to tell you that when your throat is really, really raw, and usually you have to gargle for 6 minutes with the echinacea. Say you're in a situation where you can't really gargle for 6 minutes. I'm sorry, with the Silver Shield. Gargle with 6 minutes with the Silver Shield. And say you're in a situation where you don't have the time to gargle, you want to have that Echinacea Golden Seal on hand to squirt on your throat and let it coat it. And I find if you use both of those, if you use Echinacea Golden Seal and the Silver Shield, you absolutely will not get sick. It's fantastic. You have to nip these things in the bud, though. You know, you have to make sure that as soon as you feel sick or as soon as you feel that scratchiness in your throat, you get on those immune builders right away to help your immune system to fight off the bacteria.
Okay.
So,
what about the Eleutherol?
Well, Eleuthero is an adaptogenic herb, and as you can see, it's really great. And for you personally, I
mm-hmm.
think it would be worth a try. We can even, when we get together, we can even muscle test it to see how you test for it.
Okay, all righty.
Because I'm thinking about some of the things that it does, you know, like helping with the appetite, helping with any congestion that you have, building your adrenals up, helping your adrenals, any kind of nervous disorder, helping with longevity.
Stomach.
And anything to do with the stomach, you know, because a lot of times when things are upset in our stomach, it's really our nerves that are the problem, not necessarily the digestion. So we would know that through muscle testing, but, like I said, when in doubt, use Eleuthero because it does so many things. It's just a wondrous, wondrous herb.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so that's a good question. I know after doing the research on it, I thought, boy, I think I'm going to order some, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, we all, as herbalists, sometimes we get into ruts, you know, and we just use the same products over and over again. And it's really good in the world of herbs when you think about the millions of plants that are out there to serve our needs, to try different things and to see what it is that your body really, really loves. And, of course, if you ever come to our office, we can teach you how to muscle test yourself so you know whether or not an herb is for you or not. But very, very few herbs that you take, even if it's not for you, would ever harm you. It just doesn't do anything, you know, and sometimes you can feel that. You'll start to take a particular herb and, oh, you don't really notice a difference. But then you'll take another herb, and within a week or so, you feel like you're on top of the world. So every herb has a different frequency, and that frequency needs to balance your body. And when it does, you feel the difference.
Okay.
So you're welcome. Do you have any other questions?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for joining me tonight and would love you to join us this Thursday at 12 noon to hear about the letter F. Jerry Tribble will teach you all about fenugreek, known as the lung herb. Again, thank you so much for joining me today, and we'll look forward to hearing your voices on Thursday.
Thank you.